Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Actually, today is the second week, or the end of the second week of the Pentecost. And as we were explaining yesterday in the family meeting, we repeat it quickly. We started our Great Lent trip, 7 weeks, and the spiritual aim of that was actually how to prepare ourselves by getting victorious on the struggles or the obstacles which challenge us in our spiritual growth. And we lived 7 weeks in a life of repentance, ascetic life, fasting, liturgies, many readings from the Old Testament and from the New Testament, concentrating on one subject, which was the repentance. And actually, the repentance led us to a very important, what after repentance? What happened to me after repentance? So after repentance, I still need the forgiveness of my sins. Even if I repent all my life, even if I fast all my life, but still, none of my sins are yet forgiven. That's why we conclude or join our fasting, our Great Lent, with the Holy Week. 7 weeks of fasting, 7 days in the Holy Week. And the Holy Week explains to us the trip of the cross, the trip of the salvation through blood, the forgiveness of our sins through the crucifixion of our Lord. As the Lord paid the price of my sin on the cross, when he delivered his soul in the hands of the Father, and after he has finished, performed everything, he cried out in a loud voice, "It is finished." It is finished means the slavery of man is finished. The freedom of those who believe in me begins now. The authority of Satan on my children is finished. The enmity between heaven and earth is finished. That's why the curtain was divided into two pieces, open between the holy and the holy of holies. And it was a sign that the holy of holies is now opened to each one, not only the high priest one time every year, but every day, every time, the Holy of Holies is opened. And this was the meaning of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, "It is finished." So our slavery life is finished through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. He paid. But because he died voluntarily, because the death had no authority in him, so he resurrected through the power of his divinity. He resurrected. He raised up from death. He appeared to his disciples while the doors were shut, because in his glorious body, the body of resurrection, Nothing can prevent him. No doors, no divisions, no walls. Nothing can prevent him from getting through here or there. So after he died and was buried, on the third day he resurrected from the death. Why? To give our bodies the power of his resurrection. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, starts another trip, third trip. The first trip was the trip of the Great Lent. The second, the trip of the Holy Week, the Passions of the Lord. The third one is the trip of the Pentecost, which is abiding in God. The aim of the 7 weeks of Pentecost is to abide in God and God in me, or to transmit the power of his resurrection from him to me, to us, to every one of us. So that's why he resurrected. He did not need to resurrect, because he is everlasting. He is eternal. He is the living forever. As creator, he is the living creator from ever, forever, before the beginning and until the ages of ages. But he resurrected our bodies to give us the power of his resurrection. There is no time to explain the 7 weeks. I explained them yesterday in the family meeting, but we'll revise only last week and go to this week to conclude. Last week was very important, because if I want to abide in Jesus, I have to have faith in his resurrection. I have to see him resurrected. The disciples were afraid in the upper room, which was at that time the upper room of the house of St. Mark, the disciple. So they were afraid. They were terrified. They were hidden themselves, because they were expecting that the Romans and archpriests, high priests, and the scribes, the Jews, will arrest them and punish them as they did with their master, and probably kill them. So the first step was to let the resurrection of the Lord be visualized to me, seen to me. That's why the Lord did not waste any time. At the evening of his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples. How did he appear? They found him in the middle of them. As simple as that. He did not knock, waiting for someone to open to him. He has the glorified body now. He has the body of resurrection. As I said, nothing prevents him. They found him. And this gave them the idea of very important issue, very important point, that as he came to them while the doors were closed or shut, he came out of the tomb while it was shut, covered. Closed with a stone, he resurrected. And his resurrection, no one saw it. His crucifixion, almost the whole world saw it. But his crucifixion was almost seen by all the people at that time. But his resurrection, no one noticed it. He resurrected silently. Even the guards did not see or even notice anything abnormal. But all of a sudden, after his resurrection, the Lord started to announce his resurrection. How? Through Archangel Michael came, rolled the stone, announcing the resurrection to the women, to Peter, to Mary Magdalene, and then he appeared to Mary Magdalene, and then he sent her to the upper room, to the disciples, and then he appeared to the disciples, removing the frightening from their hearts and giving them joy. That's why it's written the disciples were rejoiced to see the Lord. فَرِحَتْ تَلَمِيدْ لِذُرَأُ الرَّبْ. The disciples were rejoiced to see the Lord. Fortunately, unfortunately, Thomas was not with them, but it is not unfortunately. It's what one of the economy of the Lord, one of the Pantocrator actions, the Almighty God actions, that he let Thomas be absent the same night. The next Sunday, which was last Sunday, he appeared to them and Thomas, and then he removed the doubt from their hearts. The first day of resurrection, he removed the fear from them, and the second time he removed the doubt from them. Then they believed in him. They saw him resurrected. They were very sure that the master who was with them, crucified, and they saw him buried, and they saw him is now resurrected. They see him and see the prints in his hands, his feet, his side, his body, even the prints of the crown of thorns was on their head. So that's why the Lord permitted Thomas to be absent on the same in the first time, but in the second time he was with them. Now the disciples have two things. They were happy. They believed fully, no doubt, that the Lord resurrected. After that, he appeared to many people. He appeared to the disciple of Emmaus, to disciples Luke and Cleopas, and he appeared to 500 people once, as St. Paul said. And now, what is the resurrected Jesus to me? What is him to me? If I fast 7 weeks repenting and followed the passions of our Lord, the life-giving passions of our Lord, then now I have a very important point. How can I use the resurrection? How can I benefit from the resurrection of the Lord? And then comes the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth week of the resurrection of the Pentecost. Today we will see our Lord, the bread of our life. Next Sunday, the water of our life. fourth Sunday, the light of our life. Fifth Sunday, the way of our life. And then the Lord who overcame the world, and we can through him overcome too. These are the 6 weeks. First week, week of faith. Second, today, bread of life. Third, water of life. Fourth, light of life. Fifth, way of life. Sixth, the giving victory to me as he overcame. He said, be in good cheer. In the world you will have tribulations, but be in good cheer. I have overcome the world. The miracle that I explained to our beloved children is the top I can reach to their minds. They cannot absorb more than that. And I mentioned just an idea about the Holy Communion, but I passed. I didn't go in. But you are adult. I can go into the depths with you. The meaning of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is simply that we have the body of resurrection and the blood of resurrection. We have the man who died on the cross and was buried in the tomb and resurrected on the third day. We have him. We have him. And we partake of this Holy Communion, and this Holy Communion never ends. Never ends. Millions of years, to millions of people, to thousands of places, and still the body not decreased, and still every one of us takes the full body of Jesus Christ and the full blood of Jesus Christ. This is the meaning of that the Lord is the bread of life. When the Jews said to him, how come that you give us yourself as bread? What do you say? He said, you remember, Jesus said, Do you remember when the Jews in the wilderness of Sinai had the manna, and the manna fed them 40 years? This manna was a symbol of my salvation, my body to be given to you in the New Testament. That's why a side point. That's why in the tabernacle there was the Ark of Covenant. Yes, there was the Ark of Covenant. In the Ark of Covenant there was a golden pot. And in the golden pot the Lord asked them to put some of the manna inside it. So they put some of the manna that they used to have from heavens every morning they put it in the golden pot, and they put it in the Ark of Covenant. Why? To let them remember all days as a symbol of the true body, not the manna. So when they said, yes, we know, Moses gave our forefathers the manna, what do you give us? He said to them, your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and died. But whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will never die. He will live forever. Another verse he said, unless you eat my body and drink my body, my blood, you will never have everlasting life. In lam ta'kulu, unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have never everlasting life in him. إن لم تأكلوا جسد ابن الإنسان سمع يا مرفت إن لم تأكلوا جسد ابن تشربوا دمه ليس لكم حياة فيكم ملكوش حياة أبدي. Now very simple, I give you just an example. We have physicians here. So if I am weak, I need vitamins. Yes, without these vitamins I cannot survive. I need iron, I need minerals, I need vitamin A or B or C or whatever, or 12 or whatever. There is no way to have it unless I take tablets or injection, something to come inside me to strengthen my body and to give my body the power and the vitamins and minerals that the body needs. It's the same for us, with the big difference that these vitamins are only for this body, which will go to the earth one day, but this vitamin will remain with me forever on earth and in heavens. You understand now the idea? The idea that we were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Father, Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit in the Holy Trinity name. And we received the sacrament of confirmation. And we are confirmed with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells in me. And this happens in the baptism. When the body of the baptized, either child or adult, comes out of the water of the baptism, he has full power of resurrection in him. And then by the time being, he needs to renew this power. He needs to have it from time to time. That's why we are baptized once. We are confirmed in the Mairun, the Holy Chrism, once a life, but we receive the Holy Communion even every day. Why? Because we need to renew the power of resurrection in us. We need to regain the full power of resurrection, not in our bodies only, but also for our spirits, for our souls, and also to abide in him and let him abide in us. This is the lesson of today. The lesson of today, briefly, is anyone who does not eat the body of Jesus Christ and drinks his blood will never have eternal life. It's very clear, and it was said by Jesus Christ in St. John's Gospel chapter 6, and he said, He said, whoever, I am the bread of life, who comes to me will never hunger. Who believes in me will never be thirst. But now, I want to tell you, I don't bring with me commandments to you only. Rabbana مش جايب لنا وصايا بس. I don't bring with me orders. When you carry out, you will go to heaven. When you don't carry out, you will not go. When you disobey, you will not know. I give you myself. Myself. I give you the power of my resurrection. Give it to you for free. For free. That's why we are delighted. We are very delighted. And I want to end my talk tonight with this very important fact. We do not come to the Holy Communion for just a blessing. No, it's not just a blessing. I can ask any one of the Holy Fathers or the righteous people to pray for me and give me a blessing. I can come to the church and pray asking the blessing of God. But when I come to the Holy Communion, I come to renew the power of the resurrection in me. If I don't have this faith, then have now. As of now, recognize that the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, is the renewal of the power of resurrection. That's why after Abuna in the liturgy, breaks or pray what we call el sanctification of the bread and the blood, we say Amin, 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 your death, O Lord, we confess, and your holy resurrection and ascension into heavens, we confess. Now, this is a reply to our Lord, who said, for every time you eat my body and drink my blood, what does Abuna say? You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز تشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بما وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجيء. Now, the death of resurrection and the resurrection of our Lord, in every liturgy, we remember, we renew the power of His resurrection in us. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Any question? Thank you very much. Let us pray.